Take what Mishnah Beis Arba Sveikos saying. Four Sveikos. Yeah. Personally, has four Sveikos in life, right? Only four Sveikos in life. That's all you need, right? This is easy. Only person only had four Sveikos in life. Arba Sveikos, Rabbi Yeshua Mitame Vachachamim Mitaharin. Number one, Ketzar. Atami Oimed Vatar, Atami is Oimed Vatar Oiver. Okay, let's see, Rav, what's this case? Atami oimet. Mitzoyra oimet tachas oil oi tachas ilan. A mitzoyra is standing. Tachas oil oi tachas ilan. So the tamid is standing. Vitor oiver. And the tohor is passing by. Derech sham. Safik noga, safik loy noga, safik oil oi safik ehil hoil oi hoilan al shneim vinit mohatohor. Safik loy. He'ehil v'loy nitm. Okay, so we have over here, Sveikus. Safik is, did the tree or the tent was a mahil, or did the tamei touch the tar?
Does that make any difference if we're looking at the ohel versus the person himself, or no?
Doesn't seem so. Two different situations. He's a mitzor. Mitzor is matame ba'ohel. Okay, mitzor is like a dead body. Matam ba'ohel. And the key point over here is that the Tameh is stationary and the Tahar is in motion. Okay, that's one shot. Okay, this is the end of the Rav's first dilemma, first way to Mshat in the Mishnah. Now he has an alternative.
Able to say Mahil in the case where the Tameh is the one that's over, or no? Or does the tummy have to spend a certain amount of time inside?
No. The only time you need to spend a certain amount of time is when you eat. Only when you eat. If you eat a donut, you have to. You know, a person who comes in. Oh, you're saying very good. You're saying that you come into. Oh, you're exactly right. If you come into a mitzvah's house. So you don't become tummy unless you're there. The amount of time that it takes to eat a chatzipras pasubin pasoidim with a dip, right? You have to spend a certain amount of time.
I don't know the amount. I'm more familiar with jelly donuts.
So you have to come. You have to spend enough amount of time in the person's in the house of the mitzvah so that your clothing become tummy. I think there the issue was. You have to spend that amount of time for your clothing, but you become tummy immediately. If I'm not mistaken, if you walk into the home of a mitzvah, the tar person immediately becomes tummy. The shaila is, do his clothing become tummy? And the answer is no, only if you spend there enough amount of time, b'chdei achilas pras of barley with some type of dip, so you eat it very quickly. So let's assume now for the moment that over here the case is going where we're not discussing your clothing, we're discussing your body. So shal over here is to this person, you have over here a mitzayra who is standing in the oil, and we have a person who is tar, he's passing through, and there's a legitimate suffix if the oil was mile on both of them, and if it was mile on both of them, then the tar would become tame, even though his clothing would not become tummy, because in order for the clothing to become tummy, then he would have to be there a longer period of time. So let's not get the clothing involved in the shayla. Let's assume over here the only shayla is regarding the person. Okay, then he has another whole new way of learning pshat in the Mishnah, which is an entirely different pshat, that nothing to do with the mitzvah. Perish acher, going as sheretz b'fi acholder. Anayadin, you have a sheretz in the mouth of a cholder. So you have a sheretz and a chulda weasel, the hanavela b'fi hakelb, or you have a dog and it has a nevela, of rubein hatoharim, walking amongst the toharim, ayah toharim of rubeinayim, a chacham. So if that's the sub, the sub over here, so the second version, it's not a question of a person who is tamei. Person, in other words, we want mobility. We're assuming that the dead cannot walk. We are looking here for a situation where a person who is tamei can be in motion. So how do we have that? So in the first scenario, he's a mitzayra. Lav davka mitzayra. Anyone who's tamei, lav davka mitzayra. We want tumas oil. That's why. We want the tumas oil. So you can't have a dead body. You can't have a dead body walking to make tumas oil. So what's the next best thing? What's the next best thing to the dead? The next best thing is a good Halloween movie. You can't have a dead body. A metzora is the next best thing to slice bread. Okay, that's the next best thing. But in the second version, he has constructed his hechatim so you could have a walking dead body. How a dog is carrying in its mouth a nevela.
Besides, we had that case, right? Didn't we have that case before? Without the mahil aspect.
Yeah, we did. So here we need oil. And because we need oil, we have to construct a case of what we have. We have an object that has the ability to be metamid oil. That's not so easy to come by. Because only time you have oil is by a dead body, a mitzora, or he says nevel. Nevel is not metamid oil. Nevel is not metamid oil. Okay, I don't know. He's not talking about, we have to see. Let's see. I don't know. Let's read what is over here. Perish acher. Kegoyin asheretz b'fi acholder. Or, v'hanevel l'fi akelef. Avru bein hatahoydim. Oya hatahoydim avru beinahem. Chachamim mitaharim. The Chachamim say tar. Why? In Safik Naga, in both cases, Safik Naga Savloy Naga, Vinesh Ein Lutum of Mokim. We had this before. Tumma needs a Mokim. Baruch HaMokim Baruchu. Baruch Shnasan Tarla Mayushal Bikdush. So, yeah, Tumma needs a Mokim. What is the Ketala El Barak Azrek Tumma? We learned it before. We throw an object of Tumma that has no ability to be Mitame. Part of the rules of Tumma Haram Sefta Haris, the Yisoid, is in order for an object to have the koyach to be metame, it has to have a mokoim. If it's in motion, it does not have that ability. Well, if he perish there, safik el, also what is meant in safik ehil, safik loyel, leko lu'ukma ba'ahach reisha, de tame oimed v'tahar oiver, de bitumas oihel. Ein chilek ben yesh mokoim l'tumma, ben ein mokoim l'tumma, kiduchuchu le'el perik azarek tumma. So he's saying over here, if you're going to say that's the pshat, then the case doesn't make any sense, not going to work out, because there's no such thing. When it comes to oil, there's no distinction. Tumas oil, even when it's not in motion, is metame ba'oil. The only time we have a halacha where oil is not, according to the chachamim said there's no tumah when it comes to, when it's in motion, is only when it comes to tumas maga. But when it comes to tumas oil, even when it's in motion, it is metame. So what does he mean? Lufi perish says sofik oil sofik loyel leka luukma ahachresha detame oimed v'tahar oiver. You can't just say the case by an oil, because the betumas oil ain chilik ben yesh makom utuma ben in makom utuma kuduch leel berg hazarek tuma. Okay, so what's over here on the side over here in this mishnayis oiskel ain sok lezeh. The Savik El Koyach Akazayis Meis Bifi Oirev. This is a Nami Hasim Gabay, the Sheretz Vechulda. The Savik Meis. Well, if he's a Savik El Koy Nami Ahach. So he's saying over here on the side, he does not understand the Rav. He's asking a Kasha on the Rav because there is such a case when it comes to. Let's go by it. We have to. Yeah, we have to go weiter.
Maybe he's only going on the case of Hatar Omeid Vatame Over. I mean the first case of Hatame Omeid where the tumma is stationary, that would not work. Right? That's tied to the words. So look my hach ratio, the tame omeid, the tahar over. However, the second case it might work out in the case of tar omed v'tameh.
Ah, because it doesn't say here oil over here. Altogether. It doesn't say oil altogether. Right. Nechanan, right. The Mishnah doesn't say the word oil. I thought the Mishnah said the word. No, it doesn't say he's making this up. So in this first parish, where he's talking about a mitzvah, so then he can make up a case of oil. But the Mishnah doesn't say oil. This he fabricated on his own. Good. Oy nechanami. So that's what I. So nechanam. Arba sveka said, you showed me time. No one cates that. Atami oimed. The tameh is oimed. The atahar oiver or atar oivet, the atame oiver. Okay, so he has whole pibble over here when it comes to tumas oil, fine, whatever. That's suffix number one. Suffix number two, hatuma b'rishus ha'yachid v'atahara b'rishus ha'rabim. Now, what is that case? That's bizarre. Tuma b'rishus ha'yachid v'atahara b'rishus ha'rabim, k'goy m'chanus ha'psuchu l'rishus ha'rabim, store. that's over the Lirashus Rabim, Safik Nichnas, Safik Le Nichnas. Okay, so the person, this Tuba Lirashus Yachid, the Tarab Lirashus Rabim, you're Tahar, person is Tahar, and let's say the store, there's a mace, there's a dead body in there. So Mamela, the Shaila is, did you walk in, did you not walk in? That's the second dilemma in life. The second greatest Safik in life. Hatuma Bereshus Hayachid Vitar Bereshus Rabim, or vice versa, Tahara Bereshus Hayachid, this Tahaira in the Reshus Hayachid, Vitum Bereshus Rabim, Rav, what's that case? This Tahara Bereshus Hayachid, Vitum Bereshus, I guess there's a dead body, Safik Noga, Safik Loy Noga, or Safik, oh, so Taka does say now, end of the mission, Taka says the word El, Safik He, Ehil, Safik Loy He, a hill, Safik he sit, Safik loy he sit. So I guess each one, that's what he meant over here in the Mishnah. And now I understand. That's what Rav Moshe always says, go vaita. Whenever you don't know, go vaita will become clear. The Mishnah Taka does talk about oihel, but it lav davka is the case of oihel, does need to go back on every single part of the Mishnah. The word oil can be going back on only certain parts, not every part of the Mishnah. So that's why there are different ways to construct the case of the Mishnah, depending upon the machlokes, motion, not motion, oil, not, is there a din of, all the different scenarios of, is there a din of Tumah Zorek, is it Metame, not Metame, fine. But over here, at the end of the Mishnah, it says over here, the bottom line is we have four different scenarios. And then after the four scenarios, we have all different types of tumas. Noga, Negia, Oyel, Hesit, three types of tumah. What about Masa? How come over here there's no Masa? We don't discuss that. We have Safik Noga, Safik Loy Noga. Safik Hehil, Safik Loy Hehil.
If it's Masa, then it's no longer Safik Noga, Safik Loy Noga. I mean Masa is your mama's carrying it. Noga is...
So you have a Safik. Masa doesn't mean Noga. Masa means maga is maga without touching. You carry something.
I know, but how can you have masa without naga?
You don't touch it. There's a hefsik. It's in a wrapper. You wrap it up, double sealed. It's double sealed.
Then,
it's wearing PPP equipment. What?
So then it's hesed.
You're saying then it's good. It's hesed. So then masa means when you're not moving it, it's just resting on you. It's resting its weight. Masa, you're right, mag is not hesed. Mag is where it's resting its weight upon you. You are supporting it. You're not making physical contact. There's a chatzitza. There's some type of item that's wax paper. It's separating you from the person, and you're not moving, but it's resting its weight. Think of a donut on someone's shoulder. The person is not going to twitch. They're giving him the vaccine, and they tell him, don't move when we prick you. Okay, he's getting the vaccine, he's not moving, and they put on his shoulder wax paper, and on top of the wax paper, they put a donut. So that is masa. You're carrying the donut. The person is a mitzayra, any type of person who's tameh, if he's carrying it, he's not making physical contact with it, or vice
why
versa.
That, why is that masa and not another tumah derabanan like?
That's deraisa. Masa deraisa.
What?
Masa is deraisa. Tumah masa is deraisa.
Right, but I'm saying, but that should be more like mishka v'mosha. That should be like a tumah. Meaning that it's resting on you. You're not physically carrying it. I
mean, that's called masa. Masa is to support. It's like you have 12 children in koilel. You support them. You have nothing to do with them. There's no maga. You don't tell them what to do. There's no hesed. And you don't go into their house. There's no oil. But there is masa because you pay the bills. You hear the vart?
Okay.
Masa means you. There's no physical contact. There's no oil. There is no hesed. But you are supporting it. Your body is carrying its weight. If your body is carrying the weight of a sheretz, even though you're not in physical contact because there's a piece of paper between you and you're not moving, that's called masa. That's exactly what masa is.
Okay.
So we have four types of tumah, and the Mishnah leaves out number four. It's only mentioning over here for some reason, unbeknownst to us, three of the four, the Safik Noga, Safik Lo Noga, Safik El, Safik Lo El, Safik Hesed, Safik Lo Hesed, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is Metame. So these are the four dilemmas of life. I'm sure we can extrapolate to some very, very positive, some type of concept in this world. These are the four dilemmas a person has in life. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's finish with the Rav. What does Rav going to say? Rabbi Yeshua is Metame. Why is he Metame? The Savar, Bishul Yachid, V'Rabim Hamishutafim Boy, and many people are a Shutaf in it. Bosar Rishus HaYochid Aslim V'Sveikoy Tame. What does that mean? The Savar Savik Rishus HaYochid, V'Rabim Hamishutafim Boy, and many people are partners in this Safik. Bosar Rishus HaYochid Aslim V'Sveikoy Tame.
People have partnerships within that Rishus HaYochid, right?
So I guess it means they have a right, yeah. It seems like, as I don't know what it seems. Rabbanan Savri, Bosar Rishus,
Rab Aslim. We have a Rishus HaYochid that's owned by many people.
That's what it sounds like.
What?
Rabbanan Savri, Bosar Rishus, Rab Aslim, V'Sveikoy Tame, in Lachak Rav Yeshua. Okay, let's chaz this Mishnah. Very good Mishnah. Arba'o Sveikois, Rabbi Yeshua Metame, V'Chachamim Metahadim. Why do we have to repeat it twice? Why does this Mishnah have to repeat the Machloikis twice? That's very rare. Very rare to say it twice. It must be, these are some of the fundamental Sveikos in life. Probably talks about this, alludes to Shaduchim, alludes to Parnasa, alludes to where to live and to where to send your yeshivas. These are the four dilemmas people have. These are the four small decisions in life. Where Shaduchim to marry, where to send your children, where to live, and what kind of job you're supposed to have. The big decisions in life are who should be the president of the United States, if we should withdraw from NATO, if we should nuke Iran. So when you get married, you say to the wife, I'll decide the big things and you'll decide the small things. Weiter. Today I heard, I was coming out of shul today, there were two mice. They were having a conversation. They were talking to each other. So I learned how their language. So one said to the other, are you going to take the vaccine? So the other said, I'm waiting for the human trials first.
All right, that's a good line. Write it into the
it's not my line. Diary from the, it's not the, my line. Someone told this to me. It's sure. A good line. Yeah, it's a good line. It's not mine. It's a good line. Those are the sveikas we're dealing with over here. Arba'a sveikos, Rabbi Yeshua Metame v'chamei Tamei, my ketzad, HaTamei Oyvei, Tamei stands, v'HaTahar Oyvei. The Tamei is standing still, and the Tahar is in motion, Oyvei. Or HaTahar Oyvei. The Tahar is Oyvei, v'HaTamei Oyvei. Or, number three, HaTamei Etumah b'Rishus HaYachid, v'Tahar b'Rishus HaRabim. You do not know if you entered. Or Tahar b'Rishus HaYachid, v'Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim. And what is the dilemma in all of these four cases? Safik Naga, Safik Loy Naga, Safik Ehil, Safik Loy He Ehil, Safik He Sit, Safik Loy He Sit. Rabbi Yeshua Metame Vacham Metarim. We read the Machlokes. The word, the vocabulary word of this Mishnah is He Ehil. That's a very interesting word. How to pronounce it? The Segel He.
So how did Rabbi Oralian pronounce it? Is it a Hifil? Hifil.
Safik He Ehil. I don't know all the binyanim, but the He has a segel, and the Aleph has a chatov segel. Safik He Ehil. Safik Loy He Ehil. Which is the Mil'el Mil'ra? MS. How do you pronounce MS? It's MS, not MS. There's a rule. If you have two segels next to each other, Sheker. Sheker is a segel, and Kuf, a Shin has a segel, and Kuf. You know the rule. The rule is MS is Sheker.
Right.
But Shekel, but Sheker is MS.
Right.
MS is Sheker. But Sheker is MS.
Right.
So here you have something the opposite. Because MS is a chatov segel. The Aleph has a chatov segel. So it's MS. The Aleph only gets a minor emphasis. But here it's He-Ehil, just the opposite. Here the second letter is the Chatov Segel. You have Nikud in your Mishnayos?
Yeah. It's a Hadar. So it's Hehil.
Right. Hehil, right. It's like a chatov. I mean that's the old age old dilemma. When you have no, this is a chatov segel. How do you pronounce a chatov segel? I don't know. You much more used to the chatov shva. A chatov patach. That's the popular one. Aaron. How do you pronounce Aaron?
Aaron.
How do you pronounce the hay? The hay of Aharon. Rav Moshe Feinstein was very makbid. I know someone who leaned for Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he was very makbid that he should emphasize the hay, even if it came out to be a regular patach. Aharon. Better do a full, if you can't do it right, better do a full patach on a chatov patach than do nothing. If you just do Aroin, some would do, guys said he would learn Aroin. He would completely omit the hay, Aroin. Anyway, the hay is really a shva. Ah. It's like, ah, because it's a chatov patach. It's not a shva. It's a chatov patach. Aroin. So he would omit the hay. So you would say Aroin. I said, no, I said, you have to say the hay. Aharoin. This week we had the most amazing haftarah. V'nasati l'cha. How do you say the next word? So the hay is a shva. It's not a chatov patach. You don't say mahalchim. And you don't even say malchim. It's not like aroin. You say malchim. The hay is a shva. It's a real shva. It's a very unusual word.
Malchim.
Right, malchim. The hay is mamish garnished. The hay is not really pronounced. A lot of people, they say mahalchim. They make it into a chatov patach. It's not a chatov patach. It's a shva. It's a real shva. So the hay is kemat silent. This week was the most amazing. This week was this pasuk is amazing pasuk, and it was mamish nogei halacha lemaisa. What happened on Shabbos? The Supreme Court of the United States, the most powerful country in the world, said to the President of the United States, "You do not have standing." And in this week's haftarah, it says, "V'nosati lecha mahalchem bein ho'imdim ho'ela." I will give you mobility amongst the people who are standing.
I think it's nagah to those who voted that rose from the dead. The Atzamos Yevashos. Joe Biden had control on the Atzamos Yevashos, that they were able to come up and help him. And therefore, they had status. They were mahalchim bein ha'ayim de ma'ela.
They're more alive. The dead are more alive in this country than the live. You're saying good.
Right.
You're saying good. Vayit in the Mishnah. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah. Elon. Shu'amei b'rishus harabim. Elon, that's amei b'rishus harabim. V'atuma b'risaychoi. And the tum is b'saychoi. Let's see over here. There's no rabbi.
Isn't this in the Gemara in Makos? Isn't this a mission at the end of the second?
No, that's a different mission. That's where it's mahil. That's where you have a very long branches. The branches go into another rishos.
Right.
Here it says besoichai. This is a different case. This over here was the case of the Marcus is where you have a tree. The noifei noitel of the rishos rabim. The tree is in the rishos hayochid and the branch extends to the rishos rabim. It's a mission besach the Shabbos. I don't remember anything. Here it's a little bit different. Here it says Elon Shu Omed Bereshus Rabim. It's Omed Bereshus Rabim. V'atuma b'soichoi, and the tuma is lodged into the tree. Let's see what that's all it says. V'atuma b'soichoi. Tuma is b'soichoi. Olu l'roishoi. You go up to the top of the tree. Savig naga. Savig loy naga. You do not know if you touch. Savig loy naga. Tomei Rav. Olu l'roishoi. Roishoi shel Elon. Choshuv Rishus Ayachid. So the Rav says a Yesoid, that the top of a tree is called a Rishus Ayachid. The Roisha Ilan is called a Rishus Ayachid. Tu B'Shvat's coming soon. Okay, what? The Roisha Ilan is Rishus Ayachid. Tu B'Shvat. Echar B'Shvat, Roish Hashanah Li'ilan. Li'ilan, right. The top of the tree is the Roish. Is Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh is called the Rosh Hashayachet. Safik Noga Savilo Noga Sveikoi Tomei. It's called the Rosh Hashayachet. Safik Tum B'Rosh Hashayachet, Let's say you insert your hand into a hole. Sheyesh boy tuma. Sofik nagas veloy nagas. Sveiko tame zol bezach. That's a sofik to berush leyachid. Let's see the Rav. Hichnis yadoi lachor sheyesh boy tuma. Hachor chashav berush leyachid. V'yafa pisha adam oy me berush leyrabim. Even though you just rabim kivon shehichnis kivon. Shechnis yad lachor koy me berush leyachid dami. V'yafa gav de ilan lachor lohavir berush leyachid eitzel Shabbos. That's an always an alti yisoid. Haver Shayachid Eitzel Tumah. The dinim of Tumah Betahar has andre dinim of Shayachid Shalom when it comes to Shetumah, when it comes to Shulcha Shabbos. Weiter in the Mishnah.
Right, so it's interesting. So you can be climbing the tree, and you put and you're on this Rishus Hayachid. So you're on this, right? So it's not considered Rishus Hayachid. Once you put your hand inside, it's as if you put your hand inside a Rishus Hayachid.
Right, on the top of the tree. The top of the tree is considered to be a Rosh Hayachid in Tumah.
No, but it says Hechnes Yadav Lachor.
Oh, the Chor.
Where's the Chor?
Oh, anywhere.
The body of the tree.
No, there's a new din. No, there's a wall. There's a new din. Hechnes Yadav Lachor, there's a new din.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought it was, I think this had to do still with the tree that we're talking about.
But I think it means a wall. You have a wall.
Well, okay. I thought the fire was in the tree.
The wall in Mexico, the wall that divides the United States and Mexico, you stick your hand into the wall. Sheyesh by Tumah, Savi Vloina Gasveko Tamei. Baita, Chanus, next. That's called the Shayachid. And when it comes to the Shabbos, Hayaluchid Vahayaluchid, next. Nayadin. Safik, Chanus, Shuhu Tamei, Upasuach Lurushu Sarabi. You have a Chanus store, that is Tamei, Upasuach Lurushu Sarabim. Savik nichnas savilei nichnas sveikai tar. Didn't we just learn that before? We just learned that before. You have a chanus shu's tumah ber tamei. That's what we learned before. You have a sav. You go into that machlokes. You should have a chum. What is going on over here? What does the rabbi here say? The rabbi chanus shu chatamei basuach l'shus rabim. B'havi kol chanus kulo ketumah hamunachas ber shus rabim. Why? Since it's open to the shus rabim, b'chashem shemchoy yesheretz ber shus rabim savik naga v'savik loy naga savik tar. So what's going on over here? Over here it says you have a chanus shutame upasuach l'rishus rabim savik nichnas v'lo nichnas sveikoi tar. What's going on over here? In the previous Mishnah, we had the Zelbzach, he had a Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. I'm sorry, the Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, you're in the Rishus HaRabim. And we had a Shailah, Safik Naga, Safik Loy Naga, Safik Hel, Safik Loy Hel, Safik Hesit. What's going on over here? So over there it says, the Chum says Tohar, the Chum says, so isn't that the old Machlokes? Maybe it is. Maybe this is just to repeat because we want to get to the next case. Maybe this is the Zelbzach, I don't know. Over here on the bottom of the page over here, it says the Iker Mefarshim, it says, Chanuya Shehus Tomei Savig Naga, Hainu Shaloi Nichnas Boy, Oshayesh Savig Im Nichnas Venaga Besheretz, Oshashashashashal Nichnas, Puhavi Toma Bereshus Hayochid, Vitara Bereshus Sarabim, Ulachain Tsekai Tar. So Imamish says the Zelbazach, Imamish says those words. Over here on the bottom of the page over here, he says, Yishtel Tzu, that exactly. What it says over here in this Mishnah is exactly really a repeat of what it said in the previous Mishnah. Okay, so he acknowledges the question, it's an exact repeat, and L'choir over here, this just is an hakdama to the next halacha that we're about to read. We need to come on to this to come to the next halacha. Okay, by Safek, Nichnas, Levela, Nichnas, Tar, then it goes right in the Mishnah, Safek, Nogas, Velo, Nogas, Sveikoi, Tar, Stel, Bazach. All right, but now we come to the next part. The next part is Safik, where we have Safik Latame Nichnas, Safik Latame Nichnas. That's the next part, okay? Now, Shtei Chanuyos. You have two stores. Echad Tame V'Echad Tar, Nichnas Le'echad Mehem. Safik Latame Nichnas, Safik Latar Nichnas, Safik Latame. Why? So we're on the bottom. It says, the Havile Safik Tuma, B'Rishus Harabim. This he considers to be, since you definitely went into one store, then we say the rule of suffix, that's called a suffix to Bereshus HaYochid. If we had a dilemma, if we do not know you do not know if you went in. That's called a suffik tum b'rishus rabim. But if you definitely went into a store, the question is, did you go into store A? Did you go into store B? That's called a suffik tum b'rishus hayach, because you definitely went into a store. You just do not know which store you went into. If you do not know if you went into a store, period, then we can say, there's a suffik tumma, you don't know, then you're tar. But if you definitely went into a suba, you do not know if you do not know which store you went into, then we have to be machmer. Let's see the Rav, he concludes of the tumma, the suffik tumma, let's chaz this Mishnah. Elon should oime b'rishus rabim, a tree. V'atumma b'saychay. So on top of the tree is called the rishus hayachid. Another case of Rosh Hashanah, you put your hand into a wall, Sheyesh by Tumah, Savig Nagas of Loinaga, Slekoi Tomei. Rosh Hashanah, Chanushu Tomei, it's Tomei. Uposuch Rosh Hashanah, Savig Nichnas of Loinichnas, oh, Slekoi Tar. Savig Nagas of Loinaga, Slekoi Tar. What do you mean? That, now, by the way, I don't know, for some reason, I must have once learned this before, because I have these words in parentheses.
Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga, the store?
No. What? It says Safik Nichnas, Safik Lo Nichnas, Sveikoi Tahar. The next words.
No, that I can understand, but what's Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga, Sveikoi Tahar?
Right, so what does that mean? So I for some reason, in my Mishnayis, I have my own handwriting, my own pencil mark. I put those words in parentheses. Uh-huh. I have no recollection of ever learning this. I must have once upon a time learned this. And I must have come, we must have learned maybe with the Kahati. Probably in the Kahati it says that these words go in parentheses. These words don't belong here.
Hold on. I got the Kahati here. We'll take a look. Let's see if we can. All right. Everybody left the car in front. So this takes to espouse your left wing political views. I don't want to. He doesn't know. He says. Sovek Naga, Sovek Lo Naga, says, Ve'im Hayamunach B'chanus, Dover Hametame B'mag B'lvad, the Sovek Naga Bo, Adam Sha'ama B'shus HaRabim, Samach B'chanus, Sovek Lo Naga. That's the case. You were outside the store had an item that was Tame, and you reached your hand in to grab. And you're not sure if
okay.
You touched it.
So you put, you reached your hand in. Okay, same thing. It doesn't say anywhere in the parentheses, right?
No.
Okay, I don't know why. I have no idea.
Not right. I mean, so fucking right. I mean, so then that's similar to the case of sticking your hand into the wall.
Then it's Tomei.
Right.
No, but here it's a soft, wait. We have a store. Chanur shehu Tomei, it's Tomei. I guess there's a dead body inside. Safik nichnas, safik loy nichnas, safik tar. You do not know if you entered. The case before where you actually entered, safik naga, safik loy naga, safik tar. What does that mean? If you put your hand inside, the case of the chur yutame. What does this mean over here? Read again what it said over there. What is it? Safik naga, safik lo naga, safik lo tar.
Nichnas, and that store. One second.
See, the Rav doesn't discuss this.
Hold on. Okay, let's move it. Chanas shi tmeya sheish but tuma min amei samitame bo'ol. Psucha l'shus harabim. Shekagon ze ani dona kol chanas tmeya ki tumas amunachas l'shus harabim. Befikach safik nichnas. Safik lo nechnas lechanus, sveik otar, why? Shechnisa lechanus hatmeya, doma lemaga, hatuma hamunachas b'shus harabim. That when you went in, it's as if you touched something b'shus harabim. Kishem shesafik maga tahar, b'shem safik tuma b'shus harabim, kach safik echnisa lechanus tahar. You're not sure that you went into the store.
Right. That's a classic case.
Right. That's the first case. Safik naga, safik lo naga, is vim hayamunach. B'chanos davar hametame b'mago bilvad. B'safik naga bo adam shamed b'shus harabim samach l'chanos. He's outside. He doesn't even go in. Safik lo naga. That's sveiko tahar.
Okay, so I mean, the second part is when you did not go in. You did not go in, and there's something outside, and you do not know if you touched it. Okay, fine, there's a dead body outside, and you do not know if you touched it. Okay, in a chanami, so that's like a suffix to Bereshus Ram is tar. But that's not really part of the topic of the discussion over here. I mean, we're fadreying it to make the case halacha work out, but that's not really our real, you know, our topic. All right, whatever,
then
fine.
Then it says, V'yesha en garskin,
V'yesha
en garskin piskazu.
Okay, so Taka, it was okay. Okay.
You want to erase? You want to erase the words? Okay.
No, I don't want to erase the words. I'm just saying over here. Fine, just.
You want to give the Yevanim a victory? Lashkicham Tarasecha. Very good. On Hanukkah. Very nice.
Chas v'shalom. No victories to the Yevanim. No victories. They're losers. Viter in the Mishnah. Shnei chanuyos echot ha'yachatamer tor nichnas nachem mehem sofik latame nichnas sofik latore nichnas sveiko itam. Fine, that would be fine. Okay, next Mishnah. But if Yitaka went into one of the stores, Yitaka went into one, you don't know which one you went into, then Taka the halach is going to be tamei. Okay, that's...
Is that in the Mishnah, by the way, the case, you know, the classical case, you know, that you have...
The meat, the basar, kosher, you have kol kavua kimechza al mechzi adamya.
Is that right? I mean, I remember that from Tzuvos. Is that a brisa? That's a mitzvah.
I don't know. That's mamas. The Zelbasach Kol Kavur. I saw this Nogei Halchas Chanukah. Let's say you don't know what today, if today is Chanukah or not. Should you light candles if you don't know if today is Chanukah with a bracha? So the answer is, one, do we say that every single day is called the parish, meiru parish, and it's not Chanukah? Or do we say, kol kavua kemechsa mechsadamia, every single day is a kavua? What is a day? What is a day in Zaman? I don't remember. I saw something very recent. I don't remember what I saw. Halacha l'mayasa, you don't. Halacha is a stira. This is a very interesting halacha. Stira. When it comes to Shabbos, if you're in the desert, and I do not know when Shabbos is, you're not allowed to do malacha every single day. The only nafgamin is do you make Kiddush. But you're not allowed.
Isn't there a sheet that you start counting 7 days?
Right. That's why you're supposed to start counting 7 days. On day seven, you make it 7 days. But every single day, you're not allowed to do malacha, only for pikuach nefesh. So Shaila is good. So Shabbos, that's a din in Shabbos. They had tzvei dinim in Shabbos. It's an unbelievable Gemara. There's a din in Shabbos, like a Seventh-day Adventist. Every seventh day, you should mark it as in Shabbos. And it happens to be on the calendar, there's a 7 day of the week. So usually it coincides. Usually you have a person that has an obligation to be makir the Shabbos every 7 days, just like when the Abisha created the world, he created the world in 7 days. It happens also to be that the day that you makir Hashem created the world, this also happens to be Saturday. But let's say you live in a time warp, you live in the Mitzvah, so you don't know what the day of the week is. So you can't be Mekayim the day of the week, but you still have an obligation of Shabbos. Unbelievable concept. An obligation to be Makir, Zecher, Lebrias Olam, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you can make Kiddush, and it's not a bracha levatola. It's not a bracha that you make a bracha b'shem u'malchus, to Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, Zecher, l'Shabbos, Hashem created the world on the seventh day. Oh, but it might not be Shabbos. So who cares? There's such a din in Bimak. It's an incredible concept. That brach, the Chazal said they have to count 7 days, and then make Shabbos. That's a deraisa. That's a kiyum of Zochoris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. You sanctify the Shabbos by you making your own count. It happens to be that Ruba de Ruba, you know when Shabbos is, the seventh day of the week. But if you don't know when the seventh day of the week is, then you can still be Mekayim Shabbos by counting 7 days and making Shabbos. Okay.
So there's an Indian of a Hakara of Shabbos, even if it's not on the seventh day, that
right.
Has Kedusha.
Yeah, that's what it comes out. You have to make your own calculation. If you're in a desert island, you don't know when Shabbos is, what the day of the week is, there is still a mitzvah d'oraisa to reenact Shabbos by counting 7 days and being mekadesh the seventh day. Now the others, but there's also an issur melacha to do melacha on the days that are the seventh day of the week. You do not know which day that day is. So you know what? The halacha is every single day of the week you're not allowed to do melacha. Because the din melacha is toloi in the calendar. The sanctity of Shabbos is in the zman, that you are makadesh. In other words, every Shabbos is really a Yom Tov. Is this the answer to the Alta Kasha? And what's the first moed? The moed de Hashem? Shabbos. Excuse me, everyone will tell you that Shabbos is not do Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Bezdin. Bezdin is Mekadosh to Yom Tov, the Zman. And Shabbos is Kli de Kaima. Wrong. Shabbos, there are Tzvei Dinim. There's calendar, that's Melacha. And then there is sanctification. Sanctification depends you on Mekadosh. It happens to always work out the same day. But Lamai Nafgamina, when you can't work out the same day, if you cannot work out the same day, you don't know when Shabbos really is, then just like Bezdin sanctifies man by deciding when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, so you decide when your Shabbos is going to be. The Zel Bezach. Oh, what about Melacha? No, Melacha is totally in the calendar. So every single day you can't do melacha unless it's bikuach nefesh, because today might be day number 7. But you have to still be make like a Yom Tov and count 7 days. Oh, Shabbos.
Right.
Now, how does that not get? That's talking about every single day. Why do you say that? Because every single day is a kavua. And it's a kavua. Why don't you go bus a roif? Go bus a roif and you can do melacha every single day of the week. Do melacha every single day of the week. Why? Go bus a roif. There are 7 days in the week. The majority of the days of the week is chol. So I'll take my chances. What is it? Today it's a toss up. It might be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So what are the chances today is Shabbos? 1 in 7. Halacha. Roif, you're entitled. Acharei ravim lahatois. So you should be permitted to do melacha me'ikar hadin every single day. Go bus a roif. What's the teretz? A day is a kavua. I mean, seriously, it's not my Torah. Is this
in your father's posthumous book?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I should ask your sister.
Two more books are coming out any day now. Look at the web. Go to the current website. My sister published now 2 more books on the parasha.
Really?
It's coming out any moment.
Oh, wow.
Go to the Korin website. It's coming out 2 on the Parshios. The other book was on the Moadim, and now 2 volumes. She's fighting with them. They should put into a box set. Two volumes on the Parsha. Isn't it amazing? She slaved over this. I didn't lift not even a single mashu. Did nothing. The first book, she let me read part of it. And I made comments, and she incorporated some of my comments. She changed the manuscript. She changed a few things because of what I said. And she told me when she finished, after it was published, the only charata she has in the entire book are the changes that she made because of my comments. That is the only charata she has about the book. I'm not joking. So for this book, she didn't even ask me. I had nothing to do with this. All hers. She's so humble. Her name is not mentioned anywhere in the book. Anywhere. 2 volumes. They were very eager. Corey and the Maggid Press were very eager to do it. They were very eager. The other book seemed like it did very well. It sold very well.
I don't see it advertised so well.
They don't do whatever. They don't advertise it. Whatever. It is what it is. They do their own internal advert. Whatever. No books are advertised.
I'm saying that they should bring it out like Gabby every Yonkin. You know,
they actually did on their website for Yom Tov. They featured, it was mamash featured on for It was taka featured for one of the Moadim. They featured it. They featured it. Whatever. It's not market press. It's not like it's not a whatever. They're dime a dozen books. They don't. Whatever. They did.
Why did they choose to go? I mean, why did you choose to go to Korain rather than Kitav?
There is no Kitav. Kitav doesn't exist anymore. Kitav doesn't exist. And basically, what did with YU? We need a publisher. Okay, the book is not art scroll material. It's not Feldheim wouldn't. Yeah. She won't do with Oxford, but Oxford. Oxford did my father's last book.
I know.
So, but this is not the audience.
It's a polysyllabic book. It's a polysyllabic book.
This is the right place. It's very, very good. It's part of YU Press. It actually doesn't belong. He actually said we only do for the Rosh Shivas. This is not for this. This is my father wasn't a Rosh Shiva. He was in economics department. They broke all the rules to put this part of on the YU label. And it's very good. This is where it belongs. It's very, very good. This is perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, we'll stop here, okay?
Okay.
All right. A groisa yashakoya.
Okay, that was fine.
Zayigazon.
Okay. Good. Shabbos was all right?
Shabbos Yimul is like a refuel curve of Lovoy. There was no one there on Shabbos. They all went away to Florida. The place is mamish empty. Skeleton crew.
Okay.
There was no one there. All right.
That's fine. Zaygazon,
be well. Zaygazon.
First, I'd like to update the House on a new development about the virus itself. Over the last few days, thanks to our world-class genomic capability in the UK, we have identified a new variant of coronavirus, which may be associated with the fastest spread in the southeast of England. Initial analysis suggests that this variant is growing faster than the existing variants. We've currently identified over 1,000 cases with this variant, predominantly in the south of England, although cases have been identified in nearly 60 different local authority areas, and numbers are increasing rapidly. Similar variants have been identified in other countries over the last few months. We've notified the World Health Organization about this new variant, and Public Health England is working hard to continue its expert analysis at Porton Down. Mr. Speaker, I must stress at this point that there is currently nothing to suggest that this variant is more likely to cause serious disease, and the latest clinical advice is that it's highly unlikely that this mutation would fail to respond to a vaccine. But it shows we've got to be vigilant and follow the rules, and everyone needs to take personal responsibility not to spread this virus.